Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Cabinet to review national seed policy. Stay with us to find out more on today's program and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The National Seed Policy, which is now a white paper, is to be submitted to Cabinet for review. The goal of the policy is to establish a sustainable seed system that ensures consistent and reliable supply of clean, affordable, and accessible seeds in support of agricultural production, productivity, food security, and biodiversity. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Ole Shaw says there have been developments regarding the provision of seeds to farmers.
Through the Clean Seed Development Program, we have made some strides with the production of clean seeds for both Irish and sweet potato using biotechnology. The seed program also currently produces Scotch bonnet pepper, pumpkin, corn and sorrel seeds, which are sold to our farmers.
Mr. Shaw says the initiative is at the forefront of the government's thrust to boost agricultural production, noting that further expansion is needed. The agriculture minister says this growth thrust will require more seeds and seedlings and ensure that farmers will have what they need to expand their production and boost productivity. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Anything time too long serve two master. Translation: anything that stays too long will serve two masters. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
You cigarette too, dear sir, is a one that must say, don't do it. Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake. You must proud of Lisa though. If a sushi go on, no. You can't imagine university. By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan for use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can do that?
But how are you there? That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title are more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land are your one and them key are on your half.
May I forgot call HAJ tomorrow for find out how me can get my title?
Pay for your land. Collect your title. Secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-7522-4 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
This Labor Day, May 23, let's join hands and hearts in harmony to make Jamaica a better place for all of we. Ramp it up. Help build ramps in our schools and health centers to make them more accessible. Fix it up. Clean up, repair, and beautify our schools and health centers. Register your projects now at dis.gov.jm or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Call 978-7654 for details. Labor Day 2018. Ramp it up. Fix it up. Our schools, our health centers, our responsibility.
Fix it up, you know.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, like a miss with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 and go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you don't make use of what you have, someone else will. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.